Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
What is up? Welcome back to our show.
Yes.
Welcome back from Vegas.
I feel like it's been a while. Well, Monday was a holiday.
You had a four-day weekend, dude.
I did have a four-day weekend.
Did you make the most of it?
I did. It was one of those where I feel like I need a vacation from the vacation. My liver has seen better days.
Too much drinky.
There's just too much of a lot of things.
Well, Vegas is like that.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, you know, no.
Yeah, but I'm.
You can't really bitch about that.
No.
One, you have control over it, and two, you went to Vegas.
Do you really have control over it?
I mean, I came back sick for 3 days last time I was in Vegas.
That's true. I did not come back sick. I'm here. I've rallied, and let's do this.
Do you really have control? That's funny because it's so funny you say that because you do. But at the same time, I totally know where you're coming from because it's just fun.
And this time I really
and
didn't.
Then you do this whole thing was, I'll worry about it later. I'll worry about it tomorrow.
Well, and it was double dangerous because like I was down there and it was the national auto dealers. And so it wasn't.
Yeah. See, I told the listeners on Friday you were coattailing the music guy.
No,
you're coattailing the auto guy.
I was the Cato Caitlin of that whole group.
Wait, he's the juice.
Well, I think let's just say the auto dealers are the juice, and I just Cato Caitlin the S out of it.
So it was an auto dealers convention in Vegas?
All the auto dealers from around the country converged.
Oh, God.
In one conglomerate.
The ego in those rooms.
It was something.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I just got to, I just rode some coattails.
Yeah, I told the listeners on Friday that you were headed to SW Steakhouse in the Wynn.
Didn't make it to that one because there were so many functions, gatherings, gala events, if you will, and you couldn't make them all.
Oh, there was one there, but you guys didn't go to that one?
Yeah, it didn't, we didn't make it that because you'd set out to go to this one and then you'd end up at this other one and then there was something else that was attached to it and then
love that.
You met a guy from Iran named Al and he wanted to hang out. Next thing you know, you're with Big Al and you're hanging out and he owns every dealership in Bakersfield and he flew in and is on his own plane and,
ooh,
and next thing you know, you're with Al. Stuff happens.
Boy, I tell you what, if I had money on you.
Yeah.
To find and befriend an auto dealer from around the country, where they'd be from, I swear to God, I would have put my money in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield. And he owns.
That's fantastic.
He owns Bakersfield. It's not like he owns an auto dealership
Al
in Bakersfield.
Owns everything.
He owns it.
I love
Dominated
that.
The dojo.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, so you didn't make it to SW. Well,
no.
There's a lot of good food in Vegas.
And the Bank of America guys as well.
B of A?
Ooh.
What were they doing there?
They finance everything.
Ah, so you get those bros, and then you get
And boy, do they finance everything.
What about the tire guys?
I didn't see any tire guys. I'm sure they were there, but I did not encounter any.
All the warranty nerds there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Reinsurance, and yeah, it's a whole thing. I crashed a Zurich event, who's a big auto insurer, and I wasn't supposed to be at that one, but I wasn't going to take no for an answer, and that one was, I don't remember, that was at the Cosmo. And they did the, are you on the list? Oh, yeah, I'm on there somewhere. I'm with these guys.
Over under on the amount of money you spent out of your personal pocket, $150.
Under.
That's fantastic.
Under. Now,
what a great weekend.
I think I came back probably even at the craps table, which is really the only thing I gambled.
Can't go wrong there.
No,
Well, you can, but.
You can, but no, personal.
Even is okay.
Personal expenditures, no. It was, I paid for nothing.
Well, that's great.
When you're rolling with Al and you're rolling with the Zurich guys and everything else, it's just
the Zurich guys.
My money meant nothing. And then I'm really, like, my money meant literally nothing.
Well, they have expense accounts.
Yes.
And they do. It's probably, here's what I'm guessing with auto dealers. No offense to any auto dealers out there, but it's probably a show-off contest, a big D contest.
I think there's some of that, yeah.
Right? So they're you know, they're trying to one-up the other.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's good times. I can't complain. And people kept asking.
Where did you stay?
We stayed at Aria. And so there was a lot of like, hey, what do you do? And my response was always nothing. They're like, what? I'm like, I don't do anything. I literally introduced myself as Cato Caitlin. I'm like, I have no responsibilities here. I'm not going to any meetings. I'm just here to hang out. And people loved it. They thought it was great. And then they wanted me to Cato with them. And so I just floated from.
So you were the guy that didn't have an agenda.
No.
That's what they loved about it.
No agenda whatsoever.
You're just the friend.
Yes. Other than to have a good time.
So is any business ever done there?
Oh, yeah. I think there's
lots. Do business?
I think there's lots of business.
They get that in?
Yeah.
When do they get that in? Over coffee?
That's during the day.
Morning?
Like when there's a convention. There's a big convention and there's all that going on.
Oh, they actually do
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And I'm not involved. I was playing craps at the pool when that was going on. So I got the best of the whole thing. And then I didn't conduct any business.
Sir, that is a great way of life.
Yes.
What you just did.
Yeah.
You need to do more of that.
I'll tell you right now,
that's fantastic.
The best trip I ever had to Las Vegas. Hands down.
Thanks, auto dealers.
Yeah. And the best, it just.
And Al.
Yeah. Yeah. Al was the man. Al was super cool. I saw some high stakes slots being played, $100. That was kind of fun. People were like just dropping in the $100 bills on like the Wheel of Fortune slots. I've never seen money get burned through so fast.
They win anything on that?
Yeah, I saw someone win $2,000.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how
much. How many hundreds did they put in before?
I don't know. Again.
That's like $2.
Sure. But again, when you're sitting by someone who's playing $100 hands on the Wheel of Fortune, you get all the benefits. Because again, you're hanging out.
Have you ever gone to Vegas and literally spent the entire time at the craps table? Have you ever done that?
No, I've never spent the entire time. But that's my favorite part about craps is you can go and that is the ultimate time. Well, the pool is probably the ultimate time.
Well, you can lose a lot of money.
You can.
Fast.
You can.
But you can also win a lot of money fast.
Sure.
That's the best odds.
And if you're hurting, if you're bleeding a little bit, you can play for a long.
You can peel it back.
Yeah, you can peel it back.
Love that.
Yeah. So good times. Just thumbs up all around.
Mike Lynch, everybody.
But also, I want to point out it was very wholesome.
Sure.
Very, very wholesome.
Yeah. They're old auto dealers.
Yes.
Old white guys.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What kind of trouble could they get into?
And someone did point out,
wait,
yes.
Don't answer that.
And someone said, I was Leon. Absolutely.
You were Leon.
I was Leon. If you want a more modern reference to than Cato Caitlin, Leon, I was Lampin.
Man, F you, Larry.
That's what I was doing. I was just a big white version of Leon.
How's Big Mike?
I'm all right.
Did you go to Vegas?
I did not go to Vegas, no. Mm. Sounds fun, though.
Boy, that does sound fun. If you don't think that's fun.
Could have blown off a lot of steam down there.
I don't know what,
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what you think is fun.
If you ever get a chance to go, do it.
and spend less than $150. That sounds great.
Yeah, and most of that was like, drinks.
Incidentals.
Yeah, well,
tips.
Yeah, the drinks and the tips and, poolside drinks.
You probably like,
see,
what you do when you're Leon is you're like, oh, you'll be at the pool. And like, he set you up with like this whole weekend.
Yeah.
And so you're like, hey, you know what?
I got this.
I got these drinks. What can I get you?
I did.
And it's like $50.
I did pull that. I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
this one.
You know what? I got this.
This one's on me. Yeah,
I deal autos.
Yeah,
I'm buddies with Al. I got this. Yeah. I got a tab.
And you know, Al? Yeah, we got that. Oh, but there were a lot of tabs that I don't know whose tab it was on. It just was on a tab.
Mm.
There was a lot of that. Is this on a tab? Yes.
Can
yes,
I just
it
say
is.
Put it on Toyota?
Sure.
Put it on. Oh wait, sorry, Nissan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have it. Lexus.
Yes, it's over there. It's one of those.
Mitsubishi. Yeah.
Mitsubishi.
Konnichiwa.
How's Mike? Mike's good.
I'm all right.
We got Mike Lynch.
He's surviving.
He is surviving. He's in survival mode. Meanwhile, you're just high as a kite coming down from Vegas.
Yeah.
What am I?
Oh well, can I say?
Well, I'm good. I mean,
your hair is fantastic. I'll say this right
thanks.
Now. It's gone through the awkward phase, and it's come out the other side, and you're almost in full Jeff Bridges mode, and quite frankly, it's turning me on. It's fantastic
please
right
stop
now.
Please stop hitting on me.
Well,
I am not a piece of meat.
I don't know if I can do that. I will objectify you. It looks fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've worked long and hard on it.
Yeah, you have.
And it's coming out the other side. I think you're right.
You took a lot of crap for it from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
the flow
Yeah.
is on.
It's solid.
Well, it's a nice day out there. Got some nice weather out there. Yeah, you didn't miss much.
No?
Well, we had a Friday show. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was Luke and I.
Well, I'm sure it was way better than when I'm here.
No question.
Yeah.
You missed, bets for the kids is up to $44.46 in my Venmo account.
Oh, really?
Because I'm going to play some bets for the kids.
Hey, someone put a dollar in mine. I got a dollar, like a runoff from your, whatever you're doing there.
That's good. So did Luke.
Yeah, I got a notification. And I was like, why did someone send me a dollar? And then I was like, oh, yeah.
You only got $1.
I got $1.
Well, you might want to forward it on over to the Bets for Kids Venmo.
I probably should.
Address.
Is there did you create like a separate account now?
No.
It's just to you?
No, I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do with this money.
Okay.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we can make a million out of this.
It seems,
it seems ambitious. It's almost $50. I feel like a million is not far behind.
Well, I will kick over.
But we're going to have to get creative.
I got
to
figure out who sent it to me, but I'm happy to kick over the $1 that someone sent me. I want to give proper credit.
You also missed Steph Curry's pocket rocket on Instagram.
What?
That happened over the weekend.
Oh, is that the one where his wife was mounting him?
Yeah.
There's something, okay. All I saw was it's possible. I saw a photo like on the Twitter stream.
Everybody's going crazy about it.
And it seemed like.
The golf tournament was good.
Yeah. Daniel, by the way.
Daniel, thank you. Yeah.
Daniel sent me a buck and I'll forward that on to the.
Please do.
Bets for kids.
We're going to make some bets for kids.
All right. Well, the kids need to learn about gambling too.
Yeah. We'll donate.
Yeah.
When we win.
Sure.
And if we lose, everybody chipped in a buck. Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Big deal. So really the best part of the weekend was the Genesis Invitational. So you picked a good weekend to go to Vegas.
Okay. Well, they had the All-Star game and.
Yeah, you know, but that wasn't the best part of the weekend.
No, people were raving about the fourth quarter, like the dunk contest.
Did you bet on it there?
I did not.
Vegas?
Here's a. This was probably the biggest upset of my Vegas
no
weekend.
No sports bets.
No sports betting happened.
Well, there wasn't much going on.
No, there wasn't. And I didn't.
Have had to bet on golf or hockey.
I never made
Wait,
it.
Wait, is
in.
Hockey going on?
Yeah, hockey's going on.
Yeah. You would have had to bet on golf.
Golden Knights were down there. I never made it into a sports book. Didn't happen.
Mm.
The only gambling that I did is I played a couple slots and I did the craps tables. Other than that, nothing else happened.
Well, if it were November.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been heavy.
If it's November, then you're posting up.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, if it had been another month.
Yeah,
right?
Baseball or something.
Baseball or
March
NCAA,
Madness.
Yeah, NCAA tournament. Sure, you're posting up. But to be honest with you, I'm not betting on the XFL.
I hear you. Well, let's get to going here.
Let's get to going.
Well, we've got some Astros leftovers to discuss because more keeps happening on that front.
Boy, I have never seen a league, a team, an ownership, let's just say a collective we, the royal we, the editorial we, handle a situation worse in sports than what's going on with the commissioner and the Houston Astros. And this includes the NFL, who denied that their sport was killing people for two decades. And I still think the NFL handled it better than baseball. A piece of metal. It's got your freaky name on it. It's called the Commissioner's Trophy. Hunk of metal.
All right, well, we'll start there. And then we'll get to NBA All-Star Weekend, complete with audio. Car crash news today that we must discuss. Ooh. Did you see the car crash, the big car crash? No?
The turn left car crash or like a local car crash?
Ryan Newman.
Yeah, that's the turn left car crash.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. That thing was scary as hell.
And America is over the XFL already.
This I also saw. And by the way, that's the most predictable thing of all time.
It really was. And I was up in Bremerton or Port Orchard, I guess, technically, with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
And so we watched it because, he's a big Seattle sports guy.
Oh, you watched the
what's their name?
Seattle Dragons.
Yeah, we watched that game.
Did you really?
Together. So I watched a whole game.
Ooh.
Well, there was nothing else. I mean, I had the golf tournament on my laptop.
Yeah.
And we had that game on. And I tell you what, man.
Did you start to finish that thing?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, yes. And let me tell you something. The whole country collectively was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Every one of us was thinking the same thing. Is that this league sucks. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that was your experience.
But the golf tournament was good.
Okay.
Did you see Harold Varner was in it and he topped a three-wood?
No.
Just like you and I do?
Really?
Yeah.
Like you never.
It was great.
It's like when Tiger had his, when Tiger had his blow-ups and he would, chunk chips. You're like, oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
You're like, what?
Greatest golfer in the world had the chip yips.
Wow.
Harold Varner was up near the, actually, I think at one point on Sunday was leading the Genesis Invitational.
He topped it.
He topped a three-wood off of 10. Go look it up. It's great.
Wow. Doesn't that make, you don't want to root. Like, I'm not rooting for anyone to fail. It's great. But when it happens, there's a little bit inside of you that's like, wow.
That guy is leading the best in the world at the toughest tournament of the year. You're like, I mean, what's the one thing that won't happen? And he's not going to top it.
No.
He might shank one, but he's not going to top it. Topped it.
I hope to God that his playing partner or caddy pulled this one on him. Hey, Harold, lifting your head up. I want someone to just throw that one out there. Throw the unsolicited piece of advice. Top that one a little bit by pulling your head up.
Keep your head down, Harry.
keep it down. Keep that head still. Oh, good times.
Good times. All right, we start with the Astros. Coming up next, 3:15 on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, before we get to our poll question, a couple of text messages. Fan text line can be reached, 55305. One guy says, Souk's stories make me think the price they quoted me at the car dealership was not the best they could do.
I also apparently am on the hook for 25 Toyota Corollas that I'm not aware of.
Oh, really? You signed that deal,
something,
huh?
Something happened. I don't know. Like 2:30 in the morning. It's like, sign this. I got a fleet of them.
That's how they do it.
I got a fleet of them being delivered. I don't know.
Those resort fees, nothing says bend over like those fees. Yeah, the resort fees in Vegas are, have you ever seen that? You probably didn't this time because somebody else paid for your.
But you do get the,
they're unbelievable.
It's a bit much.
It's like, wait, what is that? And then you go, that's like a bet on the craps table or something. Sure. And you're I guess I can't complain.
The $23, $23.50 cocktail at the pool, I thought that was a bit harsh as well. You know, it seemed to scooch.
It's crazy.
Seemed to scooch high.
If you hang all day at the pool,
yeah,
you can spend an astronomical amount of money.
I think you have to take out a home loan if you're going to be there the entire time. Although I did see the other good thing I saw at the pool. I saw a influencer's personal photo shoot.
Cool.
Which was quite interesting. I thought she was having a seizure at first. I couldn't figure out what was happening.
No, that's how they do it now.
And then I figured out, they only had one pool open because, it was... It wasn't that warm. It was like 70 degrees there, but a lot of the places, the pools weren't even open yet.
Right.
But they already had one of the pools open.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so a bunch of people had come over from other casinos and bought like a day pass to that pool because it was pretty nice out. So there was a lot of people there. And at the far end, against like the hedges of one of the other pools, the fancy pools, which weren't open, there was a gal over there who was wearing next to nothing and was quite attractive. And she was up against, she was like facing the bushes, the shrubs, and was gyrating in strange ways, was like jumping and posing. And I was like, well, what the hell is going on over here? And so I sat there and watched for a second, and I was like, what is she doing? It's like, she's just doing, there's no one in front of you. It's just the bushes. It's just the shrubs.
Continue.
And so I kind of sat there, and then I realized once she did some sort of weird bendy motion, she's got like an iPhone set up in front of her. And she spent probably the next 20 minutes just doing strange hot girl poses. Yeah. I'm assuming for the gram. It was.
What do you mean you're assuming for the gram? Of course it's for the gram.
It was for the gram. Yeah, I'd never seen an influencer in the wild, but boy, let me tell you, it was a scene. She had then she broke out like a little fan and like stuck the fan into the bushes so that the fan could like blow her hair. And then she was pouring things on herself, and it was a whole thing.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw an influencer, and then
your indoctrination into Instagram modeling. You know, that's a
boy. It just
in Vegas. Well, see, you were there in February.
Yeah,
but if you go in the summer when it's hot and all the pools are open and everybody's at the pools,
sure,
that is like every 5 feet.
Yeah, I never.
It's really not even about anyone else anymore. It's about people watching influencers do their thing.
Sure. And then they've even,
because they're super hot.
Well, they've even set up now, like, I'm sure all the pools have it, but they've set up like a big,
and you get a show.
Yeah, they've set up a big thing like in front of the pool that says Aria, and then it's all decorated, and then you can go and pose in front of it. And there are a lot of people doing that,
like a red carpet
thing for just basic Jody from Milwaukee that wants to go stand in front and pose, and then she can put it on the gram.
Come to think of it, I have been to the Aria pool.
Yeah.
Did you, was the club pool open? The one that's like a beach club.
No.
In the back.
No, they had all that.
They didn't have
they had
that
all
open.
That closed off.
Boy, I tell you what, if you can ever get into that.
Yeah. That's a whole other,
which costs money, but unless you got hots with you.
Yeah. It was only the basic one that was open.
All right. Well, Bill, you know what we need? We need a new bit because people constantly tell us about their gambling hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, We need a new bit, just listeners' gambling tales or something. I don't know. We can come up with a clever name. Because we're always getting texts of people who bet, like, on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard.
Sure.
Like for example, this guy hit a four-way XFL parlay.
I need to know what that pays.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, what did you lay on that? What was the juice?
Issues. And another one, we have a guy. Where's the other guy? He said...
Yeah, he bet $2 on Denny Hamlin to win.
Yeah. Paid him 20.
Yeah. Hey, $2 bet. I mean, I know 20 isn't like, you know, you're not raking it in, but it's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Well, anyway, where were we?
I think we were talking baseball. Well, we weren't. Oh, I think we were going to talk baseball.
Yeah. We'll get to it. I read a thing. You were talking about the resort fees.
Yeah.
And like the pool. Like it really is unbelievable how much they charge for drinks at the pool in Vegas because they got you by the balls.
Yes.
Now, you can. I mean, look, if you're staying at a hotel, you can take stuff down there.
Sure.
They'll check your bags and stuff. But I mean, if you really want. Okay, put it this way. I've been through the gambit on this where you're like, oh my God. So you go and you have a great day at the pool and you're like, oh, it costs what? Mm-hmm. And then you go, okay, I'm going to rectify that. Next time I go or the next day or whatever, I am going to take my own stuff down and just, you know, get, I'll mix a screwdriver, whatever.
Sure. You pour out half the Gatorade and, you know,
whatever. Yeah.
Go from there.
And they know you're doing that. I mean, you just got to be cool about it.
Yeah.
But, well, that's not true. They don't want you to do that, but you know, it happens. And so then you go down and you do that and then you're like, God, this is a pain in the ass. And you eventually circle back.
It breaks you. The convenience
to just going to the bar and paying for $8 for, like, you don't even have to drink. If you want an orange juice.
Yep.
You know, it's the price of a drink.
I will tell you right now that if you are hanging out at the pool at the Aria and you get a little snacky, a can of Sprite and a grab bag, the little small one of a Cool Ranch Dorito variety.
$17.
$16.50.
Boom.
Funny, you dropped to $17, 50 cents away. God. And I didn't see it. They just have like, because they don't have food. They just have a little snack, you know, a little snack menu.
Yeah, they bring it to you to go.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, you know, hey, Doritos or whatever. And I was fully expecting it to be bad, but $16.50 for a fun bag.
But here's
and
what,
not like a big Sprite, literally like a
A
can.
Yeah, they would never give you a big Sprite
like
for
a
$17.
One liter. No.
Here's what I was gonna tell you though. You know, the one thing in Vegas that's amazing is they still have free drinks at the table. So if you're gambling,
yes.
They'll bring you free drinks and they don't, I mean, they're normal drinks, like good drinks. I just read a thing recently that they are going to get rid of that.
Oh, well already.
That's disappointing.
Let me drop this one.
Are you kidding? Disappointing? That is downright riot worthy.
Well, let me tell you this.
That's like the one bit of value that they offer.
One thing, and I'm offended because to your point, I don't know if it's being phased out, but MGM, I'm looking right at you. When you give me a free drink voucher, right, as you're playing, and then you order an old fashioned. How can you tell me that the old fashioned is not included in the free drink coupon?
Yeah, well, it's craft one, cocktail.
It's one. How's it a? It's one thing.
Yeah, but to make an old fashioned right, it's not one thing.
I understand, but really, your bitters a sugar cube and like an orange slice.
You want a rum and coke or what?
it was like what? And the guy was like really offended too that I had the nerve to ask for it.
God.
It's like, my word. And then I got snooty and was like, well, what is included? And then he responded with, he was kind of he copped a real attitude.
Yeah,
and
the one thing they don't.
And his thing was like, it wasn't his job to tell me what's included.
Right.
And I was like, wow.
The thing about Vegas, they don't give, if you start showing that you're cheap, they don't want to have anything to do with you. There are so many people lined up that will just pay whatever they just don't, they're not going to deal with it.
Yeah.
They want, hey, just effing pay it. Well, here's what it costs. Don't care. If you don't want to pay it, get out of line because guess who's coming right behind you?
It's like, wow.
Boy, that'll pay double.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
And tip me triple.
He wasn't happy about the whole thing. Yeah, the lady came by and laid on the, you know, it's like, here's the, like, gave me like two free drink coupons. So I was like, oh, it was great because the cocktails were $20. So I was like, oh, that's nice.
That's another thing you can do is if you go, you didn't place any sports wagers.
I did not.
But if you place enough sports wagers in terms of the dollar value, they'll give you free drink coupons up there.
Yeah.
Now you can sit in the sports book and just have your free drinks while you watch your game or whatever.
Sure.
Or get lubed up. But you know, there's little ways to get free drinks, but they're starting to be a few and far between.
Well, the MGM, I'll tell you right now, is cracking down. Don't you dare order something that's got three ingredients in it. I'll tell you right now. Well, I gotta muddle something? You go to hell.
Yeah, that costs $20.
Yes. Actually, it was 2050.
We have high-end muddlers. Muddlers.
Why 50 cents? Why not just make it at even 20?
Good question.
Why 2050?
Makes it seem cheaper, maybe?
MGM? Why do that? Like, that's...
What were you doing at the MGM? That place sucks.
Yeah, it did. Someone else that I knew had flown down there and was staying at the MGM, so... That was a late night after Shake Shack because it happened to be right across the street from
Shake Shack.
Oh
my God.
Which, by the way, is open till 2. Thank you very much, Shake Shack.
All right. Here is our AAA heating and cooling poll question today. 1080thefan.com. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today we're asking you, how should Major League Baseball further punish the Astros? Strip the title / take the trophy. That's the same.
Yes.
3-year ban from the All-Star game for any 2017 Astro. Ooh. A 2-year playoff ban moving forward, or no further punishment. Why don't you go ahead and vote? What we'll do is we'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll talk about this, because Rob Manfred has come out and tried to defend his weak punishments. And it is interesting that people are now calling for harsher punishment after so much time has passed, right? Like, nobody cared for the longest time.
No, now.
And now, because the Astros turd-like apology
and didn't baseball's sit well, reaction to it.
Yeah. Well, but baseball punished them a long time ago, yeah. You know, and nobody said boo. They were just like, I remember talking about this. Like, we were like, why do more people not care about this?
Yeah. Now people
but
care.
Now more is coming out about what they did and Major League Baseball's weak punishments. And so now all of a sudden everybody's pissed off. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. This goes to show you, if you just take your medicine and apologize correctly,
it goes away.
It can go away, but not now. So we'll get to that next. Here's Mike. All right. So new developments in the Astros cheating saga as spring training has begun and a lot of players are now being interviewed and saying things. And the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, who I'm finding to be a colossal douche and not very good at his job, even though I thought at first he was.
He has absolutely butchered this.
I don't think he's, well, and I've said before, I think the Portland Diamond Project thing, I think, is showing his true colors.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can get into that another time. He had a news conference on Sunday. Of course, it was just the State of the Union, you know, because spring training. But lo and behold, he has to answer a ton of questions about the Astros.
Yep.
Shocking. A couple of things. One.
He didn't handle it well. I think that's one.
He said that the report about the Red Sox cheating in 2018 mm-hmm. should be completed by the end of next week. There are some things leaking out from people in the media that think that the Red Sox, what they did wasn't as bad as what the Astros did, even though Alex Cora kind of took it there.
Yeah, he was involved in both.
But we'll have to wait and see. Some other things. He said he doesn't believe any Astros employee or player escaped punishment, and he thinks that the reaction from the public and from the fans is the best punishment for the players. So he
that shame and scorn is really going to bother Altuve. That's what
he said that shame and scorn. It's a really powerful thing. So he said,
I did see at spring training today. Did you see the guy banging on the trash can while the Astros were taking BP?
Yeah, that was great.
That was,
they're going to be trolled all year and it's going to be fantastic.
Well played. When you could just see, I think it was Springer that was walking and he just kind of looked at the guy and had the death stare.
So Manfred said the faces of the Astros players show that they have been hurt by this. Oh. And will be faced with questions of what happened for the rest of their lives.
He sure does know that athlete psychology.
So then he said that the employees who came up with the code breaker system, do we need to explain any of this? I think most people are up to speed on what they did, right?
Basically, there was someone there who was using algorithms to break signs. I mean, it was a very advanced method. And so when they would chain signs, they would still have the ability to figure out what was going on.
I did read today that on the codebreaker, because we were talking about this on Friday with Luke while you were gone, and I don't know, the codebreaker thing is fascinating to me. It's like, how quickly
could
they decode? And I read a little something on that today that said this was fascinating. Some teams, I think one of them was the A's, and I can't remember the other one. The Astros knew that they knew, and it seemed like they didn't even care. The other team didn't even care what they were doing. They just didn't care.
Yeah.
And then other teams would go to great lengths to change their signs because they knew what the Astros were doing, to the point where this article that I read said that some teams were able to change their signs so rapidly that Codebreaker could not crack the code.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of like baseline data. I'm sure you can't do it over the span of a half an inning or anything.
So Manfred said about those people, he said the employees who came up with Codebreaker were junior employees who were under player pressure and did not have proper guidance from the field manager or GM, and that Major League Baseball didn't know enough about the Astros organization to decide to punish them.
I still am baffled by this, you know, Keystone Cops sort of approach. There's almost the explanation for Major League Baseball is always like, well, it was a lack of leadership from the top, and therefore we punished the leaders at the top and really no one else, and we really don't know who else was responsible. It's like someone commits a crime, right? You don't just get the guy at top. You don't like, well, he told me to commit a crime, so I did it, and that guy doesn't get to go scot-free. It's amazing to me the lack of teeth that this thing has, but it came out over the weekend, I don't know if you saw, where there was a couple articles written where they believe, a lot of people that are close to this, that Major League Baseball did not have the ability to punish anyone else, which is why basically they just went
right,
like wet noodle on this.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, that one of the big defenses, and even though you're going to laugh at this, and you have laughed at this, but one of the things is because Jeff Luhnow did not forward the memo from Major League Baseball to ball clubs to the players.
Yep.
One of their arguments is, well, the players didn't know the severity because they didn't know that the warning was there from Major League Baseball. And that's ludicrous, but that is something that they can argue, and this gets down to brass tacks, which is part of the reason why
they didn't go after the players.
They didn't go after the players.
But it amazes
me. Another one was the players. Well, the players had immunity on some of this because they needed them to spill the beans about what happened.
About management. But it's still unbelievable that this idea, and the Astros are falling, you know, in step with this idea that the players didn't understand. The players were like, I didn't really know. I mean, no
one
told. Well,
if we had been warned.
Yes, if I had been told by my manager, who I respect so much, if I had just been told, I would have never, ever, ever done this.
It's just a scary thing. Like you said, the lack of teeth. Nothing has any teeth anymore.
No.
Like it's lie, deflect, blame, point fingers,
come up with
lie again.
Well, the most ridiculous,
it's just crazy.
The most ridiculous argument of all time was the fake tattoo that doesn't exist for
what?
Well, you know, Altuve, when he hits the walk-off against Chapman, is coming around and he clearly holds his jersey and says, "Don't rip off my jersey." And the belief is, of course, well, there was a buzzer underneath it and he knew that he couldn't have it ripped off, which is why he said it. And was it, Who was the player that gave the explanation? It wasn't Springer. God, I'll have to look it up now. I'm drawing a blank. One of the other Astro players said that the reason why, because clearly they have him on video saying "Don't rip off my jersey." He said twofold. He said one, Altuve's wife didn't want him to be shirtless. She said it made her uncomfortable, which again was quickly debunked by the hundreds of shirtless pictures of Jose Altuve on his Instagram and Twitter account. The second one, he said that Altuve had an unfinished tattoo, which looked awful, and he didn't want it exposed on national television. But once again, because there's so many shirtless photos of Altuve, guess what? There's no tattoo. My God, if you're going to come up with an excuse, that's the best you can come up with? Is a fake tattoo that doesn't exist?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was Carlos Correa was the one. That was his explanation for why Altuve grasps his jersey as he's coming around and is like, "Don't rip it off."
So Manfred went on to say that he believes that firing Luhnow, Hinch, and Alex Cora was a harsh enough punishment to deter anyone from doing it again, but he was unable to explain why the firing of non-players would deter players from cheating.
Yeah.
He had a hard time with that one.
Yeah.
Shockingly, of course. As for why the Astros were allowed to keep their World Series championship, despite cheating throughout the season and during the playoffs, he said that stripping them of the title was considered, but eventually rejected because it had never been done before.
Well, if it's never been done, that's the precedence?
He said there's a lack of precedent.
Well, I mean, but if
and he, that he wanted to let the public judge the facts of the situation.
But wouldn't you make the argument then, like, if something's never been done before and then you do it, maybe it requires new punishment because, well, it's never been done before? I mean, throwing that one out there. There's just nothing that Major League Baseball has said makes any sense to me.
Then he said
in this whole thing,
he was talking about players speaking out about the Astros cheating. And he said, I'm sort of a civil discourse person. It must be because I'm old, but yeah, I think the back and forth that's gone on is not healthy. Okay. And finally he said, this has been fun, but I'd like to move on to other topics. And of course, during his press conference, and then they immediately just pounded him with more Astros questions.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Well, he desperately wants this to go away because there's really no defense to it. And the outrages only continue to grow. But unless the owners have a problem with this, nothing will happen to Manfred. It's the Roger Goodell theory, right? For years and years, we all looked at the NFL and was like, my God, how does this clown have a job? Remember, they couldn't have handled the concussion stuff, the Ray Rice thing, the domestic violence, Greg Hardy, the Brady Deflategate, Spygate. Like, it seemed like every scandal, Goodell and the NFL butchered it. And everyone was like, why? Why is he continued to be revered? But at the end of the day, all he has to do is make the owners money. And as long as the owners are fine with it, nothing happens to him. And that's the case here with Manfred. The only way that anything actually happens here is if the owners, not the Houston Astros owner, but if the rest of the owners are unhappy with this. They're the only ones that can apply any pressure because Major League Baseball is making money right now. And it's making a lot. Every year there's record revenues.
I also think, like I said last week, I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Look, there's a reason why this was a league-wide memo. Okay, it was a league-wide memo.
Yeah.
And that's because Major League Baseball had been getting complaints, not just about the Astros, but about a lot of teams, perhaps illegally using electronics to steal signs.
Yeah.
Okay. So who knows what lengths other teams took it to? We don't know that. Can't speculate. Have no idea.
No.
Sounds like the Astros are the worst of it.
Sure.
But at the same time, if they get into a can of worms on this.
Do you want to crack it open? Is maybe that's why Major League Baseball desperately wants
that's
to keep
right.
it quiet.
That's right. Major League Baseball. That's why I think the punishments were a little lighter. I think they're like, look, we know this is really bad, but we cannot have this get any worse. Let's hit softly and move on, but that's not working.
It's not. And at the same time, I wonder, because I'm with you on that. That certainly crossed my mind. But some of the reaction from the players who were basically told to shut up and keep quiet are not keeping quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, if the Dodgers were doing this, if the Braves were doing this, this is a pretty ballsy move on the part of their players because they are coming out and they are guns a-blazing. At the Astro
they are.
Players.
I just wonder I don't think anybody was at the level of the Astros with this, but it does seem like this is something that league-wide people knew was going on.
Well, and I want to see, you know,
I mean, teams knew the Astros were
sure.
doing it.
Well, and Manfred said that he will not tolerate retribution against Astro hitters. I'd like to see what that looks like because I do think there's going to be some blowback here from other players and I want to know the first time someone puts it between the 2 and the 7 in the middle of his back, what does he do? I mean, are you really going to come down and really drop the hammer on guys that are throwing at Astros players to try to send a message? Is this something that continues all year long? I think this is going to be very interesting when we get into the regular season, not to see what Major League Baseball does, but to see what the other teams, what the other players' reaction, because they're breaking ranks, man. A lot of times, you know, athletes won't go against other athletes. That's not the case right now.
All right. Joel Sherman is a really good baseball writer, and he put together a list of things that Major League Baseball could do now to punish the Astros. And we'll get to a few of those, see if you like them, next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. So far on our poll question, 1080thefan.com, how should Major League Baseball further punish the Astros? Leading the way is strip the title and take the trophy, followed by 2-year playoff ban moving forward. 13% say no further punishment. Joel Sherman is a pretty good baseball writer. I didn't know he was with the New York Post, but I guess he is.
Yeah.
Now, he put together, what do we have here? We have 7 ways to punish the Astros. See if you dig any of these.
Sure.
One is, as we put on the poll question, a 3-year ban for any 2017 Astro from appearing in the All-Star game.
I suppose, but, you know, that one to me...
Doesn't have... I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm with you. Yeah, right. It's like a, eh.
All right. I mean, I suppose it's something, but to me, it doesn't punish anybody, okay? So you're still an All-Star. You know you're an All-Star, but you don't get to go to the game. You get to stay home for a couple of days. I don't know.
Well, what's the difference in that and... Stripping the championship. I mean, you're still the champion. I mean, technically, you know you won it. You know what I mean? I mean, Same could be said.
Yeah, but to me, the championship thing means a lot more. I mean, you can say that Reggie Bush still won the Heisman Trophy, but the bottom line is he doesn't have the trophy. He doesn't go down in the record books. That's mine. I think the trophy should be stripped. I thought that at the beginning of this thing.
See, I actually feel like a playoff ban.
Postseason ban is my has been be my in go order. Too.
Yeah.
Because that makes their next two seasons useless.
Yeah. Sure, but I don't think the postseason ban... I guess, I mean, if you were just... You could sprinkle fairy dust, but the postseason ban would never be upheld. I don't buy that for a second.
Well, let's see what he says about that. He says, no member of the 2017 Astros should ever receive a postseason share again. Once more, the union would probably bark, but this is where the other players should step up. The player's share pool will not be decreased one penny. In other words, money.
Yeah.
Then he says, for 2020, 2021, in their 81 home games, the Astros have to bat in the top of all innings rather than the bottom.
See?
Thus, they get the home field edge of the fan base, but not last licks. That's dumb.
See, again, I think just you're just trying to create things, and I don't think you need super creative punishments.
Then he says, no home playoff games for the next three seasons. So he said, okay, so this is where he said, he was talking about what Mike and I was like a postseason ban. But the postseason ban would never hold up. So if that doesn't hold up, you want something that will. And it's like, yeah, they can go to the playoffs, but they can't play at home. There have been some calls that, like in college, the Astros should be banned from the playoffs for a period of time. But then why would they call up prospects and start their service clock? Or why would their best pitchers push themselves in September, et cetera? Houston still can get into the tournament, but the players do not derive the benefit of a home crowd, and ownership does not receive the benefit of gates. Yes, I can imagine the AL playoff teams that do not face the Astros thinking that is an advantage for the club playing Houston. So be it. There are no perfect punishments, and the key here is to hurt the Astros tactically.
Yeah.
Number five is Houston does not get to host the All-Star game for the next 15 years. Ownership did not receive nearly enough penalties for overseeing such a rogue organization. So that's kind of hitting Jim Crane a little bit.
See, and I don't mind. Like, I guess, like, stuff like that. Like, again, you're trying to hurt the organization financially more than just the $5 million fine. But again, I'd be interested to know in the collective bargaining agreement how much of this would fly at all.
Then he says, no international signings for 2021 and 2022. It's too late for this year. In the first go-round, Manfred merely stripped the Astros of first and second-round draft picks. That'll hurt, but not enough, since the Astros will definitely be picking late in 2020 and probably 2021. The international ban will curtail this renegade organization from reloading easily.
Sure.
That's good. Like that. And then the last one he suggests is suspending Jim Crane for 2 years. Manfred exonerated Crane the first time, even if he was oblivious to what was going on, which he claims. He hired Lunau. He hired Hinch.
Sure. And like, see, that those at the end to me are more practical and make sense, as opposed to, I think, some of the beginning ones were... seem a bit far-fetched. I still don't understand why you don't just strip the title, and you want to talk about marring an organization, and you can say all you want that, you know, oh, we're still the World Series champs, but it's not recognized. It's not in the record books. It goes down as a vacant one. You're not recognized in the record books when you're putting on your Hall of Fame resume. It does not say Jose Altuve, 2019 World Series champion. If you want to talk about something that will actually impact the players, that actually hurts them, if you want to talk about legacy, because remember, what did he say? The faces of the players?
Yeah.
And talks about how much it hurt? No. If you want to hurt them, take away the trophy. Take away the ring. Because you can sit there and wear your World Series ring all you want, and all that someone's going to say is, you didn't win that. You cheated, and it got stripped. I don't think Reggie Bush proudly walks around and says that he's the Heisman Trophy winner. Although I think, you know, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, there is a stain when you have something removed, when you have a title taken away from you, right? This isn't regular season wins that someone's stripping away from you like in college football. You're taking away the commissioner's trophy. If you want to punish an organization, if you want to punish the players and actually have it make an impact where they feel bad and it's not just on their faces, to me, that's the one. You take away the trophy, you strip the title. I don't think you give it to the Dodgers. It's vacated, and it goes down in the history books. It becomes a Black Sox sort of scandal thing.
Well, it already is.
But now it's officially stamped on them. It's already that way, and yet in the record books, it shows that they were champions. And if baseball had any balls or any teeth, to me, that's the easiest one.
Well, I'd sign up for that. But doesn't look like that's going to happen. No. Manfred has already spoken, and he's now going to go into his shell and never speak of it again. He's
pulling the Mandalorian. I have spoken. This is the way.
But, some people are texting in, you know, if they get a postseason ban, why wouldn't they just tank? Yeah, and then you got that.
Yeah.
And they get the number one picks or whatever. But postseason ban, I mean, you've got,
well,
that's
the
best.
Picks are gone, though. Your first and second round picks are gone. But.
Oh, that's true. Right. So that absolves them of that.
Sure.
But the, it would just pick high in the next round. Yeah. But they have one of the best teams in baseball, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have guys in their prime or even entering their prime, and a 2-year ban would certainly, I mean, it just cuts into what they've built,
yeah,
big time, more than a stripped, I think you do both, quite frankly.
I just don't know, and I'm trying to think of something that could actually hold up, and I don't know. I don't know if banning a postseason, has that ever been done in American sports?
Isn't that what Manfred said?
I know that there's going to be rules involved.
In college, it
happens all the time, but you're not talking about professional. I would have to know what's in the collective bargaining agreement, what the other owners would be willing to do. That stuff, I just don't know if it would hold up. Having a title stripped, you know, I that one to me, again, goes back to it. I think that's the easiest one. But you're right, the postseason ban would be really, really effective if you wanted to talk about punishing someone. To me, that one seems far-fetched.
All right, NBA All-Star Weekend was blank. Complete with audio coming up next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.